Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hi, how are you?
Can I ask you a question about...
I would love you to.
The back of your...
Sure.
It says...
Dad, a human male
who
protects his kids from gender ideology.
Right.
What do you think of that?
I think it's interesting. So, do you teach your children that a woman's place is in the home and a man's job is to provide for the family?
No. No, I don't teach
that. You don't believe that?
I think that's pretty regressive, actually.
Yeah, I would agree.
Just like gender ideology, which teaches that stereotypes define what our gender is. That girls who are gender non-conforming must have been born in the wrong body. I think that's a pretty abusive thing to teach children. What do you think? Do you think there's a right or wrong way to be a boy or a girl?
No, not at all.
Neither do I.
That's lovely.
So why then are we telling children that there is, and that if they don't conform to stereotypes, that they should alter their body to match them?
Well, some people decide not to change their bodies to adjust to how they feel and want to present.
Well, that's
right?
good.
Not every not
I
every
mean,
trans person
can...
gets surgery, right?
That's great. I don't
not
think any of them should.
Gets, not all of them get
yeah, they,
surgery.
They should dress however they want and express themselves however they want and live a beautiful, free life. That's what I think.
I'm so happy to hear that, actually.
Yeah.
That makes me happy to hear, like, genuinely. That you think
well,
everyone
a lot
should
of people...
be able to express themselves how they would like, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we found some, you know, common ground.
Right.
Yeah.
My whole sign here says children cannot consent to puberty blockers. We shouldn't be chemically castrating children.
Right, I can read. Yeah.
And maiming them.
Yeah.
They're free to express themselves however they want.
I don't think medicine is maiming someone, though. Right? Because we take,
so they're doing surgeries on kids.
We take stuff like Tylenol. Medicine is not harming somebody. It's to help you, right?
I think sterilizing kids is harming them.
Wow, it's so interesting.
What do you think?
Why do you care so much about the production of new children when there are plenty of people out there who deserve your help and love and, like, children who need to be adopted and,
well, I think,
you know.
I think child abuse is everyone's business.
Right.
And I don't want to live in a world where
we're
trying to change the sex of children or where we don't even know what a woman is. I'm not sending my girls into that world.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm not sending my girls into a world that's trying to change the sex of children. And I'm not sending them into a world that doesn't even know what a woman is.
What do you think a woman is?
Well, a woman is an adult human female. And a female is someone who does or did or will or would, if not for genetic or developmental abnormalities, produce eggs.
Interesting. That's a long, long sentence you had to give me. Very interesting. I don't think I understood it at all.
So a woman...
Yeah.
We're defined ultimately by our gametes, right? Not by the clothing we wear.
What the fuck is a gamete? No.
So eggs and sperm.
I don't identify.
Those are gametes.
My gamete.
Yeah, what do you identify
sorry,
as?
Sorry.
Okay.
She lost.
As always, we're engaging with the most intelligent that humanity has to offer here. People should be able to present themselves whoever they, however they want. I agree, she says. Yay. So why do you want to sterilize them then?
I do know what a gamete is. I agree with this. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Keep doing
Come
this.
On in here a little bit. You want to talk?
No, I'm good. I'm just Liz Fedak from Roar Women NYC. If you want to get into the scene locally in New York and you want to join a local women's group, I'm the one organizing things over here. Yeah, feel free to follow Roar Women NYC on Twitter. And thank you for being here. Thank you for talking to people.
My pleasure. Thank you for all the work you're doing.
And thank you.
All right.
Yep, they can't consent, 100%. And some of us do know what gametes are.